happened to the mountain. He ate four liver cats and one Indian man. So, now, we are going to continue the lecture at this time. So, you can ask me about meditation. Meditation. There are two parts. One is called the concentration of mind. Concentration of mind we call the samatha. And in the other act, we call vipassana. Vipassana is second part. Vipassana meditation. So as for the concentration of mind, there are many, many techniques in Asia, especially in India, where that tradition. So there are ways of meditation with to concentrate mind. After concentrating with mind, ability of the concentration, we have many, many things to apply for mental development. That is from the form of that. That's why we talk about, especially the only thing for this. Vipassana is the only thing for this. So Vipassana needs some kind of concentration, not that artistically in the past, other meditation. Concentration is necessary for the subject to understand how to be able to penetrate into the top of nature. We have to concentrate our mind, which is that's why Vipassana is that we have to test the whole theory during the lecture. You have not to understand that. Only thing is to experiment with your own mind, which is the work of Vipassana. So the objective of our meditation. Our meditation is to know about our own mind, to know about our own mind. How our mind is working in itself, in reality, in real itself. This is the main objective of our suffering. So, to that end, we have to train our mind at the very beginning. To get a concentrated mind. Concentration is something like this. To get a pure specimen of your own mind. If you want to use the mind, it's just like a chemist of the disease. Objectively, when you are going to see it, you must check that pure specimen. But the difficulty is not like a makeup, that the mind is continuously flowing. And then at the same time, in the form of mind, there are many, many things going along with the pattern of your own mind. Body, our reflections of work environment, our stimulation, and so on. So, we want pure form of mind. Exactly what we mean pure is the not contaminated with the anger, hatred, and the greed, and so on, so forth. Unnecessary things. Yeah. So, we want a smooth flow. Just like our chemist, but if I'm curing water, water, we want to make a mind, make it a water, in the phase of the beginning. So we have to do this at the very beginning before you do it. I need to. So, as a water, not like the water breaking container, but just like a natural stream. So that is the beginning to flow. So if we want to examine the water of the natural stream, it's more difficult than the water in container. Because our mind is also just like a stream of water, see? So we have to purify the stream. It's not a container, you know, so water in a container, but it's safe. So this is the technique we have to use, so that it's the process of meditation. So, in order to remember the ordinary phenomena, it's not easy. See? Just to get a specimen, the collection of specimens, not easy. So we have to train our body, physical body, as well as mental body, two things. So I always suggest that to be able to meditate properly, we will have to train our physical body, not physical exercise, but to compulsory necessity before we meditate. Because we must train our muscles, our joints, all these in the effectiveness. So these are the body to be able to put into the type of our work in the meditation of process. So we have to train our physical body. That is not like the other honey person and all these people, they train their physical body for the physical job. But this is for the mental. So even that is also we need the training. So most of the people in India, they call this kind of exercise yoga, hatha yoga. Again, academic training, physical training, and also we must have the relaxation method of mind. Because our mind is always engaged with our social work, our official duty, family duties, and so forth. So always with thoughts and mental stream. So we must know how to relax our mind.
This is the first thing. So, after getting these two things, prepare for meditation. It's just like the scientist. Before we do any experiment, we must be thorough with our theory. So we study our theory of mind as well as body. And how these two are relating to each other and how it's working on and on. So we already studied this theory of mind and body. See that? So when we are going to start as a beginner, so we just relax our physical body, at the same time relax our mental body. And the best thing is, we know that the quiet environment is the essential condition. So, when we get here, out of the 24 hours, see? That time is. So when the people are sleeping, generally at night time, it is quiet time for us. And then the second point is, the early morning is better than evening, because after sleeping 6 or 7 hours, we have enough sleep. It is very refreshing. So early morning, for me, usually I'm taking practice at 3 o'clock, getting up. And then from 3:30, the longer time onwards, 1 hour or 1.5 hours, 3:30 to 4:30 or 5. Now, so that time, physically quite fresh, the same time environment is quiet. So it's a privilege for me. So as for the other people, it may not be easy to get up early morning and 3:30 because sleeping is quite late. So I have to adjust it what I can do is, because I don't have any other social actual responsibility, so I can accept by myself and do it in my time around by 9 o'clock in the evening. So I set for meditation 7 o'clock in the evening to 8 o'clock, or sometimes 8:30. And then I prepare for half an hour to sleep and then come for 9 o'clock at lunch. And then, magically, which in the morning, 1:03, she's asleep, to prepare for another session of meditation this year. So that's only for me, but not for everybody. That is to induce a high morning fresh brush to start the session. When we are sitting in the posture, in most of the time, our oriental way, sitting at the lotus posture, as you know. But this is not the primary point. So sit in position, which is the most comfortable for you. You're sitting on the chair or on the bed, and you have the hips and the feet just belong to it. So we usually concentrate on beginning, as a beginner. We usually give two observes, our breathing exercise, okay? Observing, in going, in up, going in and going out, this breathing air current, and the tip of the nose, or the upper lip, your just sensation of touch with the air current, this is the point. So, when we try to concentrate, there are three points. One, concentrate on the top of the nose. One more, and then the passage in coming air current. This, and then going outgoing air current. These are three points. So, not on your nose tip. And then going on and on. Okay? But we have to talk about that. And as for the beginning, we can ask all the those who are practically with the watch. So you can make it counting of certain. So one incoming and one outgoing. That's the only one time. And so on. So we count for 10. And then 10 by 10 becomes 100. So according to our way of having with the fingertips. And so it's 10, 10, 10, and so on. For the 10 fingertips, that becomes 100. And so knocking on the head and the forehead and the tip and so on, the hips and the hands. So making that way, we count 100, 200, 300, and so on. So we can make it beginning. But this is very good for the beginner because we can combine with counting and breathing because to keep in touch with our numbering and mind together. But the primary importance is to be aware of our sensation, the sensation of touch with the nose. So, we have the primary preparation for that. When we get some concentration, we can see accurately what this natural function is doing by itself. Natural function doing by itself means natural body, physical body. Physical body, as for you at the very beginning, when you are exercising the breathing meditation, your mind will be trying to breathe and by your own efforts, breathe out. So according to your efforts, it will go on, be longer or shorter. According to your plan of mind, the breath will go. But gradually, if we try, concentrate on and on, relax, and so on, finally, we get down to natural process. Natural process means what? Whether you perform whatever thought. Fortunately, your physical body will be breathing. If you are unaware of it, while you are sleeping, then at that time also, your breath is going on and on, your lung is functioning. So that is natural function. build that natural function, reduce down to that level. Reduce down to that level, then work on the fourth level. So this is also not easy for the beginner, but when you get the good practice, you can relax, and so on. So finally, you have a little body will breathe by itself. This little body will breathe by itself. So your mind only trying to be aware of the condition of that, but very, very light exhaling passing through the tip of the nose. So the sensory receptors at the tip of the nose on your skin cells. So they will be very, very sharp to go through the food. This light I am giving. So this is the stage to step up. This gradually to increase our degree of awareness. So when it becomes higher and higher, you know, we are quite easily observing the set of thoughts. Okay? The natural process of this physical body will go on itself. And then mind is watching the process. So this is the first condition. When we get that state, this natural flow of our mind. At that point, most of the people, without having a theoretical background of our meditation, they will tell you, you will find it. So you have the light. See? Even you are sitting in the dark room or just eating a little like a room, even in that place, very faint light, even you will have the bright glow around your environment, wherever you might be. Even so, they think that this new experience you have out of your meditation, that is common for the meditation of it. So that is nothing but the glow of your own initial quality. Because while you are engaged in daily life, your mind hasn't got to show its own natural quality. Because all the time, outside stimulation are controlling the mind itself. So it has to respond to the incoming messages and reflecting on that. So it hasn't got time to show its own glory, its own nature. But when you try to set the external stimulation to the bottom, slowly they are going down. And then mental power increasing by itself, by virtue of your concentration, it shows the light. The light is nothing but the interpretation of your own mind through the vision, through the sight, through the visual center. Through the visual center means you are seeing the light. Seeing the light means sensation of sight. But it hasn't got any shape. Just only brightness. And maybe the color of yellow or violet or blue or something like that. They may be changing. They are not the constant figure. They will be changing the shape and so on. This is the very beginning. Telling that you get, you improve your degree of concentration. You can set or you can clear out all the external stimulation. So this is a sign of your concentration, good state. These are not very important. You will go on your own work. So, the main important point for your work in your vipassana, at the stage, you can change your work to vipassana. You like to have that as good concentration. So vipassana means you are really seeing your own mind. That is a function of your own mind. That is also not there are two parts. See? Observer and object. There are no two. There is the only one flow. See? That is one thing is you awaken, okay? Aware reality of the function. So this functioning mind, reporting every time your awareness and working together. Yeah? So at the ordinary level of your mind, your awareness is very scattered. Environmental reflections are overwhelming on your mind. Now, when you become meditated or concentrated mind, the clearer and clearer, the objects of the external sources are expelled by your meditation, so you are dealing with your own internal function. Then, gradually increasing on and on, on and on. So it will show by itself the nature of the mental flow, the nature of mental flow. This mental flow working with the incoming breath and outgoing breath. See? Two are going together. See? But they are smoothly going harmonically. See? With the harmonic function. Mental and physical going together smoothly. So by that stage, your feeling will take stage by stage, see, changing. You have no more anxiety, see, no more worry. So without anxiety, without worry, no stress, see that? So you will feel some kind of sensation in your physical body. So this is a kind of very pleasant condition, very pleasant condition. So in the form of the sensation, just like physical sensation, because mental body is smoothly working with natural function. So that blood information increasing the stage, see? And then becomes tranquility. Tranquility will come by itself, tranquility. When that stage comes, you will be quite comfortable in your own situation. So when you are quite comfortable, means you are living with your own mental frame, think in the frame of your meditation. So you are quite at home with your own mind. See? You are quite at home with your own mind. That means your own training. Your own training. Because most of the people, the beginners, when they are trying to meditate, they cannot get to that stage. They are struggling with at the very beginning with the physical body and all other different stimulation and so on. So they cannot pass through these stages. But when you can get that stage, you are quite easy to work with reality of your own mind and your own physical body, both. So when you get that stage, you are quite easy to deal with your own mind. Your own mind is quite okay with your own concentration. So if you put it this way, it's very well, yeah, longer and longer, peacefully and tranquility also appearing in your mind. Yeah. So peaceful and so at home. Then you are the free reality of mind. It's the free reality of your physical function. So for example, when I say that, you are aware you are breathing, incoming time as well as outgoing time. So theoretically you already know that this physical body, see, has to work throughout the time, supplying fresh air to the lungs, or the purification or physical process. It is to be alive, physically alive. So to be physically alive means not a long stretch of time. See? Your body has to work throughout the time to be alive, moment to moment. See? That means one breath in and one breath out. That is the only meaning to make your body to be alive. See that? So, living or alive man is never steadily some long time, but moment to moment. Okay? The continuation of one alive to another alive, one breath to another breath, and so on and so forth. Theoretically, even if you are aware of that, you don't really experience yourself without meditation. Now when that you have concentrated mind, you were aware, you were awakened from quality of mind. This stage of functioning is clearly appearing in your meditational object. If you come then only you realize that, see? Life is what? Appearing, exists, and disappear. Life is appear, exist, and disappear. You see that? So, from the physical function, your mind is wearing this reality continuously on and on and on. See that? So, this is not knowing, this is not thinking, this is not imagination, but really in contact with existence. So, this is real experience. So this is not an imagination, not a thinking, quite different from these things. Yes, it's just contact with reality. So reality means the function. The functions are informing. See, informing by itself, appearing, existing, and disappearing. So this is continuous function of life in the form of mind as well as physical body. These two are the currents continuously going on and on. So it is going on forever, although we don't realize. We don't try to know about this function. See, we don't have intelligence. We don't know how these are delivered. See, therefore we don't try. It's also not easy for these commoners. So when you get that, that is explaining. The process is explaining by itself. See? So, continuously going on and on, on and on. Awareing and knowing is by the side of mind. See? Continuation of air current on and going out is something physical side. Both are parts. Working together. Working together. This is reality. This is not explained by anybody, but experiencing by yourself, your own. See? Nobody's suggestion. There's no suggestion, see? There's no imagination, no intellect. See? You need to get your intellect. You don't have to effort. See? You don't have to try to understand. So just is as it is. As it is flowing. That's it. That's the very beginning. The very beginning of what? You're living with life. That's only you are living with your own life. So, what is it? This is your understanding of life. See? When you understand that, your views on life, see? Your views on life will be quite new to you before you are studying your meditation. Before you start that meditation, before you get that real experience, you will be confusing with many ideas. Life will be created by something, or opposing by something, or something like that. But when you get that stage of your concentration and your understanding, there is no other external factors. Just continuation of your mental flow, as well as physical flow. You flow up to an on and on. No more than that. That is reality. So this is the very beginning of Buddhist concept. Like this. Like this. In what way? Only continuous change, moment to moment, appearing, existing, and disappearing. And so on, going on and on and on. So this is, we call, would like you think that I can. So there are only two things functioning. One is mental current, the other is physical current. These two are working together and from the resistance. No other is not affected. These two are going on and on continuously. And then at the same time, they are not a static form. They are in the dynamic function. They are continuously going on and on and on, moment to moment, changing all the time. This is the view, this is the view that we see of the power of meditation, reality of life, the actuality of life. And this is what the right view of life, or the right view of life. So, when you meditate then, even after meditation, even, you get that experience. See? Even if you get out of that meditation, that experience still linger in your mind, stay in your mind, telling you about reality of life. So this is the passage. Only because of that view is by only experience. Having got Karana, mental, and physical, Buddha, going on and on, which is his primary function, his primary intent, the first stage, and our Buddhist concept, the view of life. When we have that founded fundamental concept, then only we can use our intellect, see, our intellect. Based upon this view only, see, you can use your own thinking, see, your own thinking without having this experience. You will be thinking as an ordinary layman. The ordinary layman giving the first priority to the your own ego or your own heart, see. Or whether of your own heart, or whether of your own ego, onto, who along with your social environment, your official duty, excellent people. These are having God, heavy burden on your own mind. But when you get into the new view on life, you are able to separate between the social life and reality of life. Two categories you have. Okay? Social life, as long as you are living in social environment as a member of society, you have to carry out your own responsibility and duty. But without having the right view, you will be completely absorbed in the social function. But when you get that kind of new view on life, your interpretation on social burden, social duty, and your reality of being, two currents are going on. So you will have to balance these two. See, how much you have to pay your attention to your social responsibility as well as to your reality of life. So when you get that stage, you must be careful about your meditation. See that? You must have that continuous touch with the reality. See? So when you are meditating 1 hour every day in the morning or in the evening, you get it in touch with reality. So it is really what? Not only for the awareness and understanding of the view of life, but also giving you the strength, the power to penetrate into reality of life, the depth of nature, the depth of life. That's very, very important. See? Just like the athletes, they need every day to decide before they are kind of meditation and so on. that they meet as part of meditation. They meet, so we must meditate. Because, not for the age of practice, because we have to move on and on to get into nature and reality of function. So we must have power to penetrate into it. So based upon that, we like you. Whenever you are thinking about the problem of your life, you have two factors. You can manage on your own mind. Even your social problem may be very complicated, may be very heavy for you, unless you don't have the source from the meditation of exercise. It will be as heavy as the food. But when you get strength from your meditation and side, you will be able to solve your social problem, your social duty, your official duty. It will be much easier and lighter because you get some mental power, mental energy, although you don't know, because the right view you have had in your meditation experience. That's a lot useful for you in your daily life. Okay? It's a hard point. We can experience, we can enjoy the benefits of meditation. Okay? So the second stage, when we have the right view on life, we are thinking, we're changing. Yeah? So you way of thinking, based upon the right view, that will be the right way of thinking. The right way of thinking. That is the second stage. That is the second stage. So that thinking pattern will change. After having the right view, your way of thinking will be quite different from the previous way of thinking without meditation. The main point is, when you haven't got the meditational experience without understanding the reality of nature, so you will be wholly devoted to social development, official duty, and circumstances and mental. That they are real as long as you are living in your society. But in reality, your physical body is real and your mental body is real. These two real functions are working their own way according to their own law, physical law and mental law. When you have seen this quite clearly, when you have experienced all of your meditation, you have the right view on life. And then based upon that right view, you will form a new pattern of thinking. Thinking pattern will be quite different from the previous way of thinking. So that is called right thinking. Right thinking. So we have the second stage. When only having the right view and having the right pattern of thinking, then only when you are functioning in your society, okay, in your daily life, if your understanding of life will help you to change your habit, your behavior. See? It will help you to behave in another way. Behavior is what? Nothing but speaking and physical behavior. These two, physical action and verbal action. These two. Because you have already changed your mental action. Mental action based upon reality. Based upon reality means not with your imagination, not with your intellect, but by meditational experience, with really getting in touch with your flow of current, mental current. So that will help you to get that new stage, this new condition. See, that is a new condition of your mind. Then only you get that new view on life. That is the right view. So, after getting the right view, you perform your button off the top. And you will offend me. So, the thing is, the priority is the importance of life, in social life and real life. At the very beginning, for ordinary commoner, they have only one view. The social life is very, very important. But as a man who has the right view on life, right pattern of thinking, he has changed his pattern of thinking or priority of importance. See? Important to not in social life only, but in reality of your own conscience. In the passing and the level of consciousness. This is clear. And then you have to put a continuity in your thinking and importance. You have to share that way. So it changed your passion. Now, how it changed? How does it change? See that? So when you are really aware of your own deep and concentrated mind, doing a part of your own life, living with reality, see that? That not thinking of the conscience from that reality, see that? You live with the quiet, peaceful tranquility. These are very, very important for you in case of your easy physical comfort and physical luxury and physical environment and all these material things. You have to be real peaceful mind. This is very important. So you have to give priority to this choice, to this line. Yeah? So when you are working with your friends at the office, as well as your background and immediate family, neighbors and so on. Now when you are talking with these people, the way you talk, okay? The way you are expressing, your verbal action will be quite different. See that? You don't have desire to talk with them, which are really not useful to them or to you. See that? You have a feeling that keeping quiet is better than talking nonsense. See? Talking nonsense means you have to talk with your social environment, whether they are necessary or not necessary. Just as a being, a social being, you are quite used to that kind of talking. But when you become a newborn, see, newborn means after getting new view on life, you are newborn and second born. See, this is called the second born type. You change your condition. See? As you change your condition, you change your behavioral pattern because you have changed your mental pattern. See that? So we have a behavioral pattern change. Means you change your way of speaking. So you just keep it quiet. Unnecessarily you don't want to speak because this is not good for yourself. Because it disturbs your tranquility. It disturbs it. So you don't want to disturb your own tranquility of your mind. So you just talk with people around you, only necessary things. See that? You don't have to go along with these kinds of social affairs and so on. So you just keep helping the other people as the full, but not taking too much enjoyment and speaking. See that? Enjoying speaking is not your own work. See that? Because tranquility all the time, see, vibrating by your own speech. See that? When you get a long experience of meditation, you will realize that. And you die. For example, see, when you are engaged in your work, you're enthusiastically, honestly, you talk with the people and so on and so on. So these talking hours, longer and longer, always say no. When you sit in your meditation stage, these experiences and feel like the vibration of your mind. See, talking with the enthusiasm, the other people and so on. That will disturb your meditation process. Your tranquility will be disturbed while you are the daytime talking. So you know that these are unnecessary. It's not useful for your peaceful mind. So you will try to stop speaking without sense. It's just only control, keeping quiet. Only sensible things you'll talk. Only necessary things you'll talk. You see now? So this is a process of changing of your behavior pattern. So when you change your behavior pattern, maybe you are aware that you will notice your higher self. Correct? And then not only bother action, and your work also. Correct? And you will try to economize. Economize means you are using your own physical action, which is only useful for you. See? Not for your expenditure, your energy, your intelligence. So you know how to adjust yourself. See that your behavior of physical action as well as verbal action. Only to use for the own body necessary things of it. Right? Unnecessarily, you don't extend your time, your physical energy, as well as your intellectual energy. You just try to contact it. So this is the first stage of your change of behavior because of your right view. Because right view creates your self-thinking. Right thinking pattern change your condition. That new condition will give you new pattern of behavior, bodily and physical. So you will be new person. That is the due to benefit of your meditation. So gradually you increase your meditation on your own life. You will gradually increase your understanding of your own life. Okay? You will be more sensitive to reality. Sensitivity will increase. When you become so sensitive to yourself, you know more about future changing. Continuously going on and on and on. At the very beginning, awareness of changing will be quite longer. See? One and after another. But when you try to increase your meditation understanding, so awareness and of the changing nature will be closer and closer, see, more and more, and so on. Yeah. So just like how I give you one example. When you are seeing a photograph, see, photograph is nothing but the talking. So when we are quite far apart from one job to another, you will not see the picture very easily. See now? So when you put one drop closer to another, see that? Clearly you can see the figure because of the closer space. See that? So also in meditation, not a closer space, but closer in time. See? Your degree of the understanding of touching with reality, closer and closer, closer and closer. So you can figure out the reality in terms of the picture, the mental picture, clearer and clearer. And then it is informing you the nature of changing nature, impermanent nature, beginning, existing, and disappearing, and so on. You're aware more and more. The degree of awareness increasing, so increasing. And sensation also shortens, knowing more and more. And you know more about the reality of God, the reality of God. Not much. Concentration on this life, on this mind like this, that happens to you. That's the only function of physical and mental. So these two are going on and on. They will never stop. See? They will go on and on and so on. See that? So, what is the meaning out of this realization? What is that? That is nothing but that. See? You have in touch with reality. See? Nothing more than that. See? So what is that? That is this, no more than that. See? Now, this is really monotonous. See? appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing. You cannot control it. You cannot stop it. Then the flow will be going on and on. So at that stage, your mind realizes the function. See? This is function. This function is just giving you the pardon. See? Continuation is continuing itself is pardon. See? Because it is continuing on and on, on and on, on and on. It is not stopping. It does not stop. Or it will not stop. It is going on forever. This is life. So what? So you try to analyze. What can we get out of this continuity? Out of this continuous function. So this is very important point. You see in this reality. Reality is nothing but what? Changing, on and on. So out of this, what we can get? Out of this, we cannot get anything. See? The answer is what? Out of this continuity, we cannot get anything. See that? That will go on. Whether you like or you don't like, whether you are expecting out of this or that you are not expecting out of this, it will go on forever. But we are expecting something to get out of this life. And in actuality, it don't tell you anything. It will tell you its own nature. See? Tell you its own nature. So what? If life is telling you the truth, its own nature, expectation is from your side. In reality, you cannot expect anything out of life. As long as you have the expectation, you will be attached to it. Okay? So now, you see that nature is going on and on. It's own flow, its own current. It won't give you anything. The only thing is from your own side. You are expecting out of these two currents. In reality, these two currents will not give you anything. What you are getting is your imagination, your creation. See, your condition reflects that you are receiving, not from the reality. See? Reality don't give you anything. Reality is just reality. So what? Attachment to your life. It's a very important point. Everybody is attached to its own life. What? Doesn't see? The truth function of life. And just the real experience of true flow. Truly flowing current. Now as for the experience meditator, as for the Vipassana meditator, truly seeing, but not only seeing, truly living with these two currents. Not thinking, not imagining, but living with these two realities, these currents. So they are going on and on, on and on, on and on. They don't stop. They are going on and on. So at the very beginning, when you see that when you are in normal pattern, normal conditions, with social condition, and you are expecting something out of life, and you think you achieve something that from in terms of money, in terms of your work, in terms of career, in terms of fame, and so on. These are the things outside in your social life. But in reality,
these two parents are going on and on. Now you are living with reality. Not imagining, not thinking, but experiencing it with your own mind and with your own physical body and so on. Then you realize that this life cannot give anything out of it. You are not also receiving anything out of it. So the degree of attachment to the function, see? The degree of attachment to the function, the plan, yes, and yes, and so on, receiving down and down. So this is the stage. This is the benefit of vipassana. See? Benefit of vipassana. You see that? That's the four different. Does that mean your behavior can change? Because your condition might change. Condition change. When you are living as an ordinary social being, member of society, you are communicating with me, according to your society, according to your cultural background, and so on. So, now, when you are really experienced meditator, your condition change, your mental body change, your view on life change, your training pattern change, so you have this, see, new stream, see, living in the new stream, new current. You are just getting along with it. But without having the continuous work, see, you have to change your own process. You have to meditate for long and so on. Okay? So just going on and on and on and train your mind and so put into that system, you'll get that benefit out of that. So what is that? And gradually change and reduce. Then you live with reality, and reality and you are quite at home, and you have the attachment. Previously you have had your ordinary person. You become a new person, new form, new pattern of thinking and so on. Then finally, completely free from the attachment to live. See? Whether you like or you don't like, life will go on forever. See? Life will go on by itself. But you don't attach to that time. Because the time is just gone in, not giving you anything. And then what? That there is the only current, there is no you, there is no I. Okay? Because no attachment to reality. So attaching to the life is what? Life and I. Life and myself. So called self, gradually, lost the attachment. Because the current giving it does not give anything out of this play or out of this role. Because of your conditioned mind is only producing yourself. So, the value of life, the valuation of life, quite different. See that? Social valuation and real valuation, two different things. So, when you are quite clear, all these factors, so, it will be very easy for you to live in life. Living in life with reality is a quite different personality. You will be quite going along with the other social life, other friends. Okay? They are doing their own way and you are living your own way. But you know that the importance is not in social life, but in reality only. So your division becomes quite clear. So on the whole, this is our Buddhist meditation. We will tell you of two persons. To distinguish between two lives. Life and reality and life and social being as a being. So the primary importance from the point of view of Buddhist is to live with reality is more important than to give more chances or more priority to the social life. So you have to be aware of your own reality of your own mind, your own physical body, and then you should pay more attention to your meditational work. So that will help you. in any and every way, in social life as well as in real life. So this is the way we tune in our Buddhist country, Buddhist meditation. This is Vipassana meditation, different from the Samatha meditation, more than concentration of your mind. This is understanding, living with reality.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.